The Church of God the Eternal presents Israel Denied Him. A message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed. April 15th, 2022.
Well, now that the sun is set, we are beginning the 7 days of unleavened bread in a new year. The first month of a new year according to God's calendar and according to His commands, now we recognize the days that He has set apart and has hallowed. And so this is the beginning of the first high day of unleavened bread. And in particular, tonight is a night that God commanded to be much observed by His beloved children. And that's why we're gathered here tonight to celebrate with a feast, with food, with fellowship. But according even to the example that we learned years ago by Mr. Raymond Cole, we spend a few minutes, a short few minutes, to remind ourselves of what it is that we're doing tonight. As I mentioned to you last night during the Passover service, it's a sad fact that within God's perfect work with mankind, denial of God has always been an element. The world understandably denies Him, but by nature, sadly, so do the children who are called and offered special blessings. So ancient Israel was an example for us of failure in spite of all of the great blessings that they received from God and His divine interventions on their behalf, and yet they rejected Him. So let's notice the rejection after all that happened with their triumphant exodus from slavery in Egypt. But fast forward several hundred years, and what was the outcome? 1 Samuel 8, verse 7 and 8, we read it. Because God had promised to be their king, to be their sovereign Lord, and to provide everything that they needed in leadership by His authority and His promises to deliver them. 1 Samuel 8, verse 7, and the Eternal said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. That was the end result. Everything that He did for them, but they didn't appreciate it. And so human beings always reject Him. Verse 8, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt. So God is the one who hearkens back to that pivotal moment in Egypt when by a miracle He brought them out as a free people. Since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. So that's the history of all human beings. Israel was just an example of it because it's the carnal mind at play. But let's go back and look at the example in Exodus 12, because that's what's significant to you and me tonight. As we celebrate this night to be much observed, we read through then by tradition that account as a reminder of what makes this night special and why God wants us to remember it and think about it as we physically celebrate, if we have that opportunity tonight with others of like mind, with physical food, with physical fellowship. Never forget the spiritual intent of what it all means. Exodus 12, beginning in verse 21, and let's read quickly through. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when He seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And we did that last night, the baptized members of God's church. That memorial, that Passover, was kept. Verse 25, "And it shall come to pass, when you be come into the land which the Eternal will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean you by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Eternal's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshiped." They understood it physically, at least to a certain extent at the time, the fact that God was making a separation. He made a difference with them. The firstborn of all of the Egyptians died. The Israelites were spared. It was an incredible miracle. Verse 28, "And the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants and all of the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed from the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. And so God preserved that physical example in our keeping of unleavened bread today. We're partaking, starting this night, the requirement to eat unleavened bread for 7 days, because it pictures the haste of coming out of slavery. For Israel, it was physical slavery. For us, it's coming out of the world. It's being transformed in mind with a different way of thinking given by the power of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. It is the spiritual antitype of that Old Testament type. Verse 40, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt." It is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations, and includes especially the spiritual children of God, of which you and I are a part, to hearken back to that physical example of God's intervention for a chosen people, and to apply it to ourselves to understand what an incredible blessing we have received to be offered the chance to come out of spiritual Egypt, this world, Babylon the Great. So we've been called out of Egypt and Babylon. Therefore, we have much to be thankful for. That is, if we value that calling, and if we are accepting the true Christ who made it all possible. Remember, the world rejects him. They've always denied him. And as we've said, many of God's chosen people sadly have denied him, which is the greatest travesty. But for those of you who see it, who recognize it, you have an opportunity to worship and to celebrate before God tonight at the beginning of this 7-day feast. You can do it with the right spirit and a right orientation. Tonight is a celebration of that miraculous deliverance from bondage, the bondage of this world. Thank you.
the Church of God the Eternal, has just presented Israel Denied Him, a message by Mr. John Brisby for the Night to be Much Observed, April 15th, 2022.